Busy work, busy work, busy work. This is a trap, small business owners. And I know busy work feels productive, but it's secretly slowing you your growth and burning you out. Stay tuned because I'm going to show you why our brains get hooked on busy work, the real cost of staying stuck in it, and the exact framework to finally grow your business without sacrificing your sanity. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello, and welcome back, small business owners. You know, when I first started my business, I wore busy literally like a badge of honor. If someone asked how things were going, my automatic answer was, oh my gosh, so busy. And I said it like I meant it, like I was crushing it. But you know what? Behind the scenes, I was drowning. I was the CEO of my business, yes, but also the assistant, the marketer, the tech support, the bookkeeper, basically running Donna.inc. with a team of one. My days were packed, answering every email myself, tweaking Canva graphics later than I like to admit, and double-checking invoices before going to bed. I thought that this is what it takes to grow. Hustle harder, right? But the truth is, I wasn't growing. I was maintaining. Like a hamster on a wheel running furiously, but staying in the same spot. The turning point came when I did a brutally honest time tracking exercise. I discovered over 70% of my week went to tasks that could have been automated, delegated, or cut altogether. And the worst part is when I stopped doing half of it, nobody noticed. Not my clients, not my audience, just me. And that's when it hit me that my business wasn't stuck because I didn't have enough hours. It was stuck because I was filling those hours with the wrong things. Now let's pause for a second, because if you're listening to this and thinking, yeah, but I can't help it, I just feel pulled into these little tasks, you're not wrong. There's a reason it feels so addictive. Here's what's happening. Every time you tick a small thing off your list, reply to an email, clear a notification, tweak a font, your brain gives you a little pat on the back, a dopamine hit. The same chemical that lights up when you get likes on Instagram or you eat a piece of chocolate. And that little rush, it feels good. So you chase it again. And again, that's why you might tell yourself, I'll do one quick thing before I dive into that big project. And suddenly it's lunchtime and the big project is still untouched. Ask me how I know. It's not that you're lazy. It's not even that you're disorganized. It's that your brain is wired to love those small wins. But the problem is, dopamine hits don't build businesses. Strategy does. And when you spend your day chasing the little done moments, you lose the energy, focus, and time for the things that actually grow your business. which brings us to the real cost of staying stuck in busy work. Now, if you're listening, I want you to hold on here. This is where it gets a little painful, because on the surface, busy work feels harmless, right? You're still working, you're still checking things off, but underneath, it's stealing more than you realize. First, it costs you opportunities. Every hour you spend tinkering with graphics or refreshing your inbox is an hour you're not using to grow. And the thing about growth opportunities is that they don't wait around forever. While you're polishing that Canva post, your competitor might be landing the client that you've been dreaming about. Second, it costs you energy. You know that feeling when you sit down to finally think strategically, but your brain is already mush? Yeah, that's not because you work so hard. It's because you worked so shallow. You scattered your attention across 100 tiny tasks, and by the time you went to go try that deep work, your tank was empty. And the third thing it costs is your confidence. This is a sneaky one, because when you end day after day feeling like you didn't make real progress, you start to question yourself. You start to wonder, am I even cut out for this? But I'm here to tell you, it's not you. It's the busy work trap. I'll never forget a client of mine who realized she was spending 10 hours a week on admin. 10 hours. We shifted that time to outreach and sales calls, and within a month, she landed 2 new clients. Busy work wasn't just stealing her time, it was literally stealing money out of her business. So let me ask you, when you look at your calendar, is it full of the things that grow your business? Or is it full of the things that keep you busy? Picture your calendar from last week. And then I want you to circle, either mentally or literally, the things that actually grew your business. And then when you're done that for the week, I want you to look how many circles are on that page. 1, 2, that's your sign. And if your stomach just dropped a little bit, good. That means you're ready to hear how to do things differently. You're ready to find a way out. Now, before I hand you the framework to break free, we need to talk about something that's a little uncomfortable. We don't just fall into busy work. We cling to it. We hold on to it like a security blanket, even when we know it's dragging us down. Why? Well, there's 3 big reasons. First is control. Busy work makes us feel in charge. If I'm the one answering emails or fixing the graphics, then I know it's done right. But the lie underneath this is that done by me doesn't always mean done best. It just means we were too scared to let it go. Second big reason is safety. Busy work is comfortable. It's easier to stand buried in your inbox than to send a bold pitch email to a potential client. It's easier to fiddle with Canva fonts than to map out a launch strategy that feels big and scary. Busy work keeps us busy so we don't have to face those bigger risks. And third, identity. Many of us secretly believe our value comes from doing all the things. That's the chief everything officer mindset, right? Handing tasks off feels like losing a piece of ourselves. But here's the catch. Holding on to busy work doesn't make you indispensable. It makes you replaceable. CEOs don't earn their spot by tweaking fonts. They earn it by steering the ship. So if you've ever thought, I just can't let this go, I want you to ask yourself, is it about the task or is it about fear? So yes, busy work can feel safe. It can feel like control. But staying busy in busy work doesn't get you where you want to go. If you want to actually scale your business, you have to start letting go of busy work. And that's where my favorite framework comes in. A simple way to decide once and for all what stays on your plate and what doesn't. It's cut, keep, and delegate. All right, let's tackle them one at a time. Cut. Most of us are doing way more than we need to. We hang on to tasks because, well, that's the way I've always done it, or I already started, so I should just finish it. That's the sunk cost fallacy talking. Cutting means asking yourself, if I stopped doing this tomorrow, would anyone notice? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. Okay, keep. This is where the magic happens. What are the tasks only you can do? The CEO level work, vision, strategy, relationship building, decision making. This is the stuff that actually moves the needle. But here's the catch. It often feels scarier than busy work because busy work makes you feel safe. CEO work forces you to lead. And lastly, delegate, the tough one. I know you're thinking, it's faster sometimes if I just do it myself. But every time you say that, you're trading long-term scalability for short-term comfort. Delegation isn't about dumping tasks. It's about creating capacity. It's saying, I trust someone else with this so I can stay in my zone of genius. So let me walk you through some real scenarios so you can see this in action. First up, your inbox. Instead of living in email all day, you cut the habit of constant refreshing. You keep high-level client messages and you delegate scheduling and routine replies. Social media. You cut the pressure to post daily. You keep authentic connection moments, like showing up live once a week if that's something you do. And you delegate repurposing and scheduling. Client delivery. You cut the extras nobody asked for. You keep the strategy sessions only you can deliver. And you delegate formatting, templates, and tech. Can you feel the difference? It's the shift from being reactive to being intentional. From drowning in details to leading from above. So here's my question. If you looked at your week right now, what's the one thing you know you could cut? The one thing you need to keep, and the one thing you're finally ready to delegate. All right, let's imagine for a moment what life would look like when you actually did this. So instead of waking up and diving into emails, you start your day with clarity. Maybe a CEO power hour where you focus on strategy. Your assistant handles the inbox chaos. Your VA preps graphics. And your team keeps projects moving. You finally have white space. Space to think, to plan, to dream, to be the leader that your business actually needs. And here's the best part. When you free yourself from busy work, scaling doesn't feel heavier. It feels lighter. Because you're no longer carrying every single brick yourself. You've built a foundation strong enough to hold the growth. Imagine ending your day with energy left over. Finally having time to map out the offer that you've been sitting on for months. Imagine a business that grows because you're leading it, not because you're pushing harder on the hamster wheel. That's the future on the other side of busy work. Okay, I want to get practical because I don't want you to just nod along with this episode. I want you to actually feel what it's like to loosen BusyWorks' grip. So here's a simple challenge for you this week. Step one, open your calendar or task list. Find one recurring task, something that shows up week after week. And ask yourself, can I cut this? Can I automate this? Can I delegate it? And step three is to do it. Do it today, not next week, not someday when I have time. Today. Maybe it's unsubscribing from 5 email lists that you always delete anyway. Maybe it's setting up a Calendly link so you stop playing email ping pong. Maybe it's handing off the newsletter formatting to your VA. That's your quick win for this week. Simple, doable, but powerful. Because it shows you how much lighter things feel when you stop carrying every task yourself. And if you're listening to this thinking, yes, this sounds good, but I don't even know where to start. I'm so overwhelmed. That's exactly what I help my clients with as a fractional director of operations and business growth strategist. I walk alongside you, help you see what to cut, what to keep, and what to delegate so you can finally scale without burning out. If you're ready to step out of the weeds and into your CEO role, the business needs, then head over into the show notes and book a focus and freedom call with me. Remember, you don't have to do it all to grow. You just have to do the right things and you're already on your way. I can't wait to see you on a Focus and Freedom call. Check the show notes for the link and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.